A city budget is typically pretty cut and dried, but Syracuse's annual spending plan can also offer some context for just how big the city is. WRVO's Ryan Delaney read through the document and has some highlights.
Like a budget, this story is all about numbers. Let's start with what Syracuse puts down and takes away from its streets. Every winter, snowplows drop 35,000 tons of road salt to try to keep the roads dry. That's also the same amount of trash that gets hauled away every year, or 136 tons a day. Syracuse only recycles a sixth as much waste as it puts in a landfill. Staying on the roads, Syracuse's 400 police officers drive 1.3 million miles a year while on patrol, and fire trucks roll to nearly 1,200 reports of explosions or fires each year, but that's a lot less than the average of 15,000 medical calls. The Public Works Department applies 18,000 tons of asphalt, patching potholes and repairing those streets. And for those of you who leave your cars parked illegally, you provide a big cash flow for Syracuse. The city brings in about $3.2 million each year in fines and charges for the more than 90,000 parking tickets it writes. In total, the Syracuse city budget is $674 million, with over half that spent on schools. The city council is reviewing the budget now, with the new spending plan beginning July 1st. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.